The history of ancient Japan is customarily divided into three periods: Jomon, Yaoi, and Kofun. The Jomon period represents the key moment in which Japan becomes largely inhabited, and is the longest period in Japanese history. During this time, Japan was not an island yet, but a peninsula. Japan becoming an island was linked to the gradual melting of the glaciers that ensured its connection to the Asian continent. This may account for the fact that the Japanese settled there and never left. It is yet unclear who the Jomon people were and where they came from. The opinions are dyadic. Some historians claim they were aboriginals, while others tip the scales in favor of the thesis that they were immigrants, groups of nomadic people of Asian descent. However, if they were indeed a nomadic tribe, they stayed on the peninsula because there was a cornucopia of food and plenty of wood. The peninsula was a highly lush place to live in, so it should not be a surprise that the Jomon people stayed there. Whereas the ancient period of any other given state is not that culturally developed, the Jomon stretch quickly became highly matured. The first sign of this rapid development is represented by the fragments of pottery that have been discovered in the archipelago. Upon closer inspection, they were attributed to the people who lived during the Jomon stage. Agriculture, too, played an important part in the quick ascension of the Japanese people. Taking into consideration that it was an ancient time, the variety of their agricultural products was mind-blowing. The Jomon people cultivated potatoes, hemp, barley, and beans, among many others. Moreover, hunting was another prominent source of food. This richness, as well as the rupture of the archipelago from the continental shore, led to an explosion in population. As one may expect, this occurrence would have had catastrophic outcomes, were it not for such an abundance of food. Luckily, the odds were not against the Jomon people. Soon enough, the inhabitants started to develop their inchoate architecture. Subsequently, they began constructing pit houses, shelters dug in the ground and covered with roofs. Although such a construction does not really inspire trust, pit houses were actually very efficient in keeping the people safe from rain. The contact with Korea, much later in the Jomon period, towards the end of it, was beneficial for two primary reasons. The Jomon people learned how to cultivate rice, a groundbreaking change at the time, and how to work with metal. Needless to say, the expertise on metalworking automatically facilitated the manufacturing of better tools and improved weaponry. In 300 BCE, the Jomon transitioned to the period in ancient Japanese history, Yaoi. The Yaoi period, the age of bronze and iron. The Yaoi period can be best described by a surge in metallurgy and a continuous social development. It is during this time that the Japanese people started living in communities, in the modern sense, with wood and rocks. The cultivation of rice was in bloom and ensured a quite impressive livestock to the tens of thousands of people that coexisted on the peninsula. Of all the stages of ancient Japanese history, none has been so controversial as the Yaoi period. Researchers are still at a loss in respect with reaching a consensus on when exactly this period began and when it ended, as well as on who were the Yaoi people. Because their physiognomy was relatively different than that of the Jomon people, the Yaoi culture was considerably more varied than that of the Jomon. They had tools made out of iron, ceramics, a more developed pottery and rice, which accounts for the demographic growth from thousands to millions. The fact that the population was introduced to iron tools, especially agrarian ones, led to a better management of food, as well as of the community. The population, as we've seen, continued to grow to incredible numbers towards the late period of the Jomon period. Agriculture played a crucial role in making this possible. In addition to this, immigrants from the Asian continent kept on pouring into Japan. Gradually, the hunter-gatherer type of lifestyle was replaced with the agrarian one. As immigrants settled in Japan, the population became more and more preoccupied with agriculture and strove to better it. An interesting fact that we need to mention is that Japan was known as Wa during this